ConocoPhillips announced today they are adding a drill rig to the Kuparuk oil field on the North Slope. This is the second rig they've added since the new oil tax cut bill was signed into law this year. The drill rig they installed in May is producing 1,600 barrels of oil per day. ConocoPhillips President Trond Erik Johansen says the newest rig will start producing in January, but it's not as easy to extract oil from the massive field as it used to be.
The way we drill today, we go further out on the flanks. We drill more convoluted well bores. We need more high-tech technology to go out there and do it. And yes, it is more difficult. So it costs a lot of money. But under the current tax system we have now, after SB 21 was passed, we can make this to go around and actually make economic sense. So that's why I'm doing it.
Johansen says oil tax reform also motivated his company to move ahead with their projects in the Greater Moose's Tooth field. They are applying for permits from the Bureau of Land Management. According to the BLM, it would be the first oil and gas produced from the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska, and on federal lands in the state. Johansen says the first step in developing NPRA is finishing the infrastructure on Colville Delta Unit 5, which should start producing oil by late 2015. They already plan to develop that area even before the new tax plan. If the Greater Moose's Tooth field is developed, it could add 30,000 barrels of oil to the pipeline per day. Currently, oil production on the North Slope is declining by about 6% per year. Johansen spoke at the Resource Development Council conference in Anchorage.